Well, we went to do the Passport Nebraska, which is you go and visit different wineries and vineyards throughout the state and the tasting rooms, and you collect stamps, and then you can turn those in for a drawing or for winery bucks, depending. There's criteria of how many rooms, tasting rooms, and wineries you must visit in order to qualify. I went with my friend Sexy Sarah, and the two wineries that we visited were the Silver Hills Winery and Big Cottonwood Winery. Both of those are located near Takaima, Nebraska, which is located along the Missouri River, north of Omaha, and set in the beautiful countryside in the nice hills there of Takaima. We had wonderful wines at Silver Hills, and the wine tasting room is very comfortable and inviting, and a definite must-have to accompany your wine are the meat and cheese trays. A beautiful selection of Manchego, a nice salami, or summer sausage. We had another smoked cheese, and we had a goat cheese with a blueberry crust, or so to speak. And then we had some nuts, dried apricots, grapes, and it was tray delicious. The wines there that both of us liked were the 11th Harvest Red, very good wine, very good for before. We had it before we started eating and while we were tasting. The other one that I thought was good was the Prairie Star there. It was a semi-sweet white, and it went very well with the nuts, the walnuts that we had on our tray. Very pleased. And then we went to the Big Cottonwood Winery, which is located 5 miles south, approximately, of the Silver Hills. Very nice. It's tucked away there. You need to be careful when you're trying to get there and make sure you don't miss the signage. Great every second and fourth Friday as of right now. They have some free food. It was delicious. They had dolmas, spanakopita, taquitos, two types of salsa, one being mango. They had tortilla chips, guacamole, some Greek olives, and then plain green Spanish olive with a pimento stuffing. The wines there that I liked were the Blushing Pelican. It is a rosé, and if you like strawberries, you will definitely feel the strawberries in that wine. Very good. It was surprising. It was very juicy tasting. And then the other one that I liked was their Brianna. It was sweet. Not as sweet as an Edelweiss, but sweet. And I also had the Blonde Pelican, which was a semi-sweet white, which was good, but I preferred the Blushing Pelican and also the Pelican Rouge, a nice red wine. It was one of those that you can just sit back and sip. It was, and enjoy it. It went well with the food we had, and it tasted well even after I'd finished eating. All in all, a very good experience at both of the wineries. Silver Hills has been producing wines for 11 years, and the Big Cottonwood, they have been producing their wines for 4 years. So, very good. I was very impressed with those wineries, though they're both very young, very good. And now we're going to go on to the tasting rooms of Too Far North later today, and I will come back with that. That is located in Fort Calhoun, also north of Omaha. All right. Enjoy a glass of wine. Remember, we all need group therapy with a little glass of wine.